Good morning. I'd like to call this meeting of House Fisheries to order. It is 10:10, and it is March 21st. And President and Representative Olson, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Gaddis, Representative Feige, Representative Johnson, myself, Chair Seaton, and remind everybody about their cell phones. And today we are going to take two issues up. One is House Bill 110. The other will be H.R. 6. And we may have additional time to discuss other items and take up the Chinook bill that we had. Anything for the committee? Seeing none. First order of business is House Bill 110, and we have a CS that the committee has. That's version C. Can I have a motion to Representative Feige?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the CS for House Bill 110-28-LS0360/Charlie as the working document.
Thank you. I see no objection. We have this as our working document, and just to explain what the version does, it incorporates the comments that came from public testimony, and in Section B, it replaces the language and now says the Board of Fisheries may prohibit the use of barbed hooks in a freshwater fishery coincident with a fishery for a species that may not be retained under a regulation adopted by the Board of Fisheries. And it also in changes on page 1, line 12, the definition of a barb. Previously it was in the opposite direction, and we had testimony from Protection Division that they would prefer that being different direction, and so that's in here as well. So those are the explanations for the to make sure it was not the intent of the Fisheries Committee to say that the Board of Fish must do something when there's that significant probability of interaction. That would be one of the criteria that the Board of Fish could use, but the Board of Fish would have to make their own determinations of what other fisheries it made sense to have that provision if there was in freshwater a coincident fishery that might need to use a barbless hook to lower mortality, incidental unintended mortality on fish that are required to be released. Are there any questions on House Bill 110? Representative Feige? Can I have a motion on the bill? What's the Representative Christ Thompson? Would you?
I move
the CS for House Bill 110, version C.
I'm going to find the work number.
I'll get the paperwork.
The CS for House Bill 110-28-L30360/California with attached individual recommendations from the Fisheries Committee.
And with individual recommendations, attached fiscal notes, or zero fiscal note. And are there any questions, any objections? Seeing no objection, House Bill 110, the CS for House Bill 110, version C, pass from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note, zero fiscal note, and the bill will be around to sign in a moment here. We'll go ahead and move to H.R. 6, which is Chinook bycatch. We have a new version before us that incorporated the changes. Might just say what those changes are. Is on line 19 and 20 on page 2. It includes a whereas that says nets containing salmon excluding devices are available, and new concepts and designed to reduce Chinook salmon bycatch are becoming available. And it adds the further resolved on page 3, line 13. Further resolved that the House of Representatives requests the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council require the participants in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea trawl fisheries take part in the Sea Share program and require that edible bycatch from these fisheries be provided to Alaska residents. Reverend Feige, would you move for adoption of?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I move the CS, that we adopt the CS for House Resolution Number 6. 28-LS0575/Oscar to be the working document.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing none, we have adopted for a working document the CS for House Resolution 6. And we have an amendment. We'll take a brief at ease. We have two amendments. We have a conceptual amendment that's labeled conceptual amendment, which is page 2. It says following line 28. And I'd like that to be labeled amendment, conceptual amendment number 1. And before we adopt that, I would like that 28 to be changed to line 22. So on line 1, if you just change that to line 22. And so I'll offer conceptual amendment number 1. Which is on page 2, now it reading following line 22, insert the material to read, whereas the House of Representatives acknowledges and appreciates the work that has been done by the trawl industry and the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to reduce bycatch and encourages the trawl industry and the council to further reduce bycatch, and be it, so that's the language. And then on page 2, line 29, it would delete via and insert further. So it's further resolved. And Chairman Feige, would you like to object for?
I object.
Thank you. So we have an objection for discussion. This was one of the issues that was brought up to us during public testimony. We wanted to recognize that that there has been work done, but the rest of the resolution is saying the impact is still too significant, and so that's why this is offered. Is there any objection to, is the objection to amendment, conceptual amendment number 1 to H.R. 6 maintained?
Representative Feige? I withdraw my objection.
Are there any other objections? Seeing none, the conceptual amendment number 1 is adopted. And the members should have also another sheet, and it should be titled conceptual amendment number 2. And it reads, whereas Sea Share is a nonprofit organization that partners with seafood industry with the nation's food bank network to utilize edible bycatch as a source of nutrition for hunger relief, semicolon, and. So that is, make sure everybody has the same. So this would, I'd like to offer this as conceptual number 2, and it would be offered after it would follow amendment number one that we just adopted, which was after line 22, page 2. Is there any objection to amendment, conceptual amendment number 2? Seeing none, conceptual amendment number 2 is adopted. We're here for committee discussion. Is there any further discussion on the committee substitute for House Resolution number 6? So will the committee. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we were, several of us were working on an amendment to have all bycatch kept on board, and we will, I think, because a lot of us sit on resources, that as a result of being very busy and not being able to get that done, we'll take that up in resources. But I didn't want to be on the record as saying that it hasn't been forgotten.
That would be appropriate to make those there. That's fine. Is there any further comments on any further committee discussion on House Resolution 6? Will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, move.
Lost your opportunity.
I move the CS for House Resolution number 6, version Oscar, with individual recommendations.
And that's as amended?
As amended.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the committee substitute for House Resolution number 6 is amended. We'll move from committee with individual recommendations. And, yeah. No objections. That has moved from committee. We have received some additional information on genetic stock composition and bycatch for Chinook salmon. I wanted to draw the committee's attention to that information. Probably should have done it before we passed the resolution, but one of the things that has been pointed out was that the council set the 60,000 cap. They were assuming that 50% of the stocks were from Western Alaska, and we now see that in 2011, we're actually looking at 73% of the bycatch of Chinooks was coming from a Western Alaska origin. So just letting everyone know that there are more reasons, because the more recent data is that there's a higher percentage than was assumed that was coming from Western Alaska stocks of that Chinook bycatch. See what else we don't have. Representative Heron with us today. Anything else to come before the committee at this time? Anyone?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Johnson.
In the document that you just gave us, for the record, I want to note that it says draft, do not cite at the bottom. So I'm wondering the accuracy of this, if they're not willing, they're willing to put something out that they don't want you to cite. So I just, for the record, want everyone to know that this is a draft, and I will not cite it.
Yep, and we called NOAA here that's preparing the report. It is draft. It says don't cite. It should be out in the next couple days. You know, it's the information we have available. And so that's why it's presented to the committee instead of saying that we don't have any information. But I appreciate you bringing that up. And what we will do is when the final draft comes out, we'll make sure that the committee that has the bill has the final published version available. Any other questions? But just to make it clear, we did obtain that from NOAA. So it wasn't something that we had gotten elsewhere. Seeing nothing, I think that we have made a speedy work today. So it is now 10:25, and we will be adjourned.